Welcome to White Horse in the Know. I'm your host, Jessica.
And I'm Ira.
Today we're going to be talking about the ongoing problem of a lack of diversity in our teachers. We call this a role model effect because we feel as if many students lack the role models that they need, especially in teachers.
Growing up, I realized that in the schools I've gone to, there weren't many Black or Asian educators there like me. I began to realize that I tend to do more work and do better in school when I have people to look up to, but when I have educators around me that don't share any type of heritage or culture as me, it feels awkward, and I feel like I don't have the ability to share what I feel with these teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and honestly, in White Horse at least, I noticed that a lot of teachers, not just staff, a lot of staff are people of color, but teachers who are mostly, that surround themselves around us, are mostly white. I can only think of three teachers who are of color or just look like us.
Yeah.
And I feel like that also results in a lot of ignorance between when there's conversations about racial stuff or just diversity in general, because they don't really have a say on it because they're white.
Mm-hmm. I also realized, I'm not going to say names, but there are students in this building who, honestly, they don't speak English at all. And I began to realize over time that these teachers, they're like constantly assigning work, and they're not like really double checking. They're just expecting them to know, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. And there are teachers out there who actually take their time to make copies in their language for them that will maybe like prove more useful to them. And I feel like we could use that more in not only White Horse, but in other schools around the district as well.
Mm-hmm. I feel like also just being bilingual in a school that's prominently has white educators is hard, because with a lack of multilingual educators, you can't have the resources, kind of repeating what you said. And just having, not having someone to be able to explain the work that you're doing in school is just really hard, because you just have to, it's like seeing something that you just don't understand.
Exactly. And like, it's hard for these students because they lack the attention they really do need. And this also makes them feel left out, because imagine being in a classroom full of people you don't even know, you don't have any relations with, and you're just sitting there like trying to understand, oh, do I do this? Do I do that? And it's kind of like making their school difficult, because the fact that they can't get the help they need is what causes them to struggle in school sometimes and fall behind.
Yeah, and a lot of teachers also have multilingual students, or students that speak the language that the other student may speak, who also speak English to help translate. But I myself have gone through that, where I have to translate for another student, and it's really hard because I have to do my work and then on top of that help them with their work and translate every single thing that I've done, when I don't really understand, like, if I don't understand the work either, how am I going to be able to help them understand it, kind of, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't necessarily do translating, but I understand the struggles, and I understand how it could be, like, really challenging to speak to these people when you know that you yourself might not understand the work.
Yeah, and while studying on this topic, I saw on NPR that a quote saying that African-American students, both boys and girls, who had one African-American teacher had much stronger expectations of going to college. And I feel like this is because when they have a teacher who's also African-American, they get to see that they can also make themselves of something, when historically, or just like in general, people tend to look down on POC.
Yeah. Also, having educators or just staff in general who share same culture and heritage as you, I feel like This improves a student's academic performance because this helps them know, like, oh, I'm here for you. And having somebody like that in your life can help you to do greater in school.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's just there's just a lot of lack of attention for students who don't speak English or just a diverse group of students, because in Whitehorse there's a pretty diverse group of students. Obviously there's white students, but there's also Black, Asian, Mexican, just Latinos in general. And I don't really see that reflected onto the teachers, because almost every single teacher I've had is white, honestly.
And seeing that a lot of these teachers are white and like there's a lot more diversity spread throughout the school, I feel like they could have done better.
Yeah, honestly, I know that there's a lack of like teachers and stuff, but I feel like there still could be some effort made into having a more diverse group of teachers.
Also, I feel like they could put effort into hiring more bilingual teachers, start hiring translators, more just colored staff in general, so that these people can come in and help these students who are struggling with what they need to help with.
Yeah, and Whitehorse didn't have a DLI program until I'm pretty sure last year. So those students who only spoke Spanish or just were bilingual didn't have the opportunity to speak their native language until last year. Like, I didn't have the opportunity to join DLI at all in middle school, when that probably could be useful for me as a bilingual student.
Yeah. I am not necessarily a bilingual student, but I've started to pay more attention to what's been going on in this school, and I realized that we also lack many programs for colored students. Like, we do have Black Girl Magic, Girls World, stuff like that, but none of these programs really go to our colored students. Like, they're fun programs, but also some of, if you think about it, some of our students here at Whitehorse do want to see their race reflected in like after school activities and things like that.
And basically, we just feel like there could be more effort put into having a more diverse group of students.
Yeah. I feel like they could push themselves to start bringing more cultural things in, more activities.
And that's it. And that's honestly all that we're asking for. And thank you for listening. This was Whitehorse in the Know. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Amira.
Thank you.
Bye.